Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Kip Stube in Maryland.
We'd like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks so much for joining our show today. This evening, we are talking about COVID-19, the decline in deaths and new cases, and the vaccination program. We'll also discuss several other issues.
In South Africa today, members of Mthwakazi Republic Party staged a peaceful demonstration in South Africa demanding an end to human rights violations. They handed petitions detailing their grievances at the United Nations and the Zimbabwe Consulate in Pretoria.
We are also going to look at a group of Zimbabweans living and working in South Africa who are calling themselves Zimbabwean Exemption Permit Holders Association that have taken the South African government to court to force it to grant them a permanent residency permit. The group is part of close to 200,000 Zimbabweans who were granted special permits in 2010. The permits are expected to expire at the end of December, but the Department of Home Affairs is yet to pronounce that it will extend or cancel the permits.
And Zimbabwean Solomon Tembo, who is based in Pennsylvania here in the United States of America, is contesting again in the Allentown mayoral election scheduled for Tuesday to November 2021, that is next week Tuesday. Tembo contested and lost in the 2017 election and hopes to do better this year.
But first, look at COVID-19. The Minister of Health reports that yesterday, one person died from COVID-19, while 36 new cases were recorded countrywide. As of the 26th of October 2021, Zimbabwe had 132,724 confirmed cases, including 127,497 recoveries, 4,674 deaths. To date, a total of 3,281,724 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19, while 2,556,721 have got their second doses.
Let's talk. We are going to be joined by our guest, who we are going to introduce shortly. Asi totanga tambokupa enirimi rwamai kuti nhasi musi wechitatu muchirongwa chedu chanotapwa zvokusangana vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika nhasi hurukuro dziri papi. Tichatanga tichitarisa nyaya yedenda reCOVID-19. Tinonzwa kuti uwando hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda pamwe nekufa huri kuramba uchidzikira. Nezuro musi wa26 October kana kuti 26 Gumiguru, munhu mumwe chete ndiye akashaya nedenda reCOVID-19. Vamwe vanokwana kuita 36 wakawanikwawo vaine chirwere ichi nyika yose. Kuwanikwa kwevane denda irori kwakasvitsa uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19 kubva zvatanga denda iri munyika pazviuru zana nemakumi matatu nezviviri nemazana manomwe nemakumi maviri nevana 132,724. Kuti vanhu vafa kusvika pari zvino vava zviuru zvina nemakumi matanhatu nevana 4,674. Iyewo nezuro pakupera kwezuva vanhu vanokwana kuita 3,000,000 nezviuru mazana maviri nemakumi masere vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga yekudzivirira COVID-19, 3,281,724. Koti vakabayiwa nhomba yepiri vakanga vasvikawo pa2,000,000 nezviuru mazana mashanu kana kuti 2,556,721 vanga vabayiwa nhomba yepiri sezvinokurudzirwa. Tinoziva tose kuti hurumende iri kuti dai yakwanisa kuti panopera gore vanhu vanokwana kuita 10,000,000 vange vabayiwa nhomba yekudzivirira COVID-19. Tine nyaya yatiri kutarisa yakakosha yakasvitswa kumatare edzimhosva muSouth Africa nezvisarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika iyoyo zvine magwaro ekugara imomo muSouth Africa zviri kuzvidaidza zvokuti Zimbabwean Exemption Permit Holders Association. Isangano revanhu vane magwaro aya anobvumidza vana veZimbabwe kugara munyika vari kutai vakadaita chipiwa ugaro munyika iyoyo inganzi permanent residence permit kuitira kuti vange vachikwanisa kugara munyika iyoyo, nokuti kusvika pari nhasi havasati vaziva kuti chii chichaitika kumagwaro avo sezvo ari kupera kushanda muna December. Saka vanhu ivavo vakaenda kumatare edzimhosva kuti vanga vachibatsirwa kuti pagadziriswe panyaya yekuti vapiwe mapermanent residence. Asi takaonawo pano nepapo vamwe vana veSouth Africa kana zvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa zvairatidzawo kugunun'una nedanho ratorwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe iroro kuti zvinge zvichipiwa mapermanent residence. Takatoona vamwe vachiisa pamadande mutande vachitiritena kana kutyisidzira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa. Zvakare nhasi imo muSouth Africa nhengo dzebato kunonzi Mutwakazi Republic Party dzaratidzira murunyararo dzikaenda kunosiya magwaro enyunyuto atingati mapetition kumuzinda weUnited Nations nemuzinda weZimbabwe Pretoria vachinyunyuta nenyaya dzekuti kutyora kwekodzero kupere. Saka imwe nyaya tichakurukura iyoyo. Muno muAmerica tine chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chinoitwa vaSolomon Tembo vanogara mudhorobha reAllentown riri mudunhu rePennsylvania. VaTembo vari kukwikwidza musarudzo yameya iri kuitwa musi wechipiri svondo rinouya unove musi wa2 November makare muAllentown kuti vasarudzwe kunge vachipinda sameya weAllentown. Tinonzwa kuti sarudzo idzodzo vari kukwikwidzana nevamwe varume vaviri ivo vaTembo vachanga vari independent kana kuti munhu akazvimirira asina bato, kwoita vavari kukwikwidzana navo vaTim Ramos vebato reRepublican Party pamwe chete navaMatt Tuve anzi Mark Tuveck vebato reDemocratic Party ndovavari kukwikwidzana navo. Tisakanganwa kuti vaTembo akasike kutanga vakambokwikwidza muna 2017 sarudzo dzavakadyiwa nevakanga vari meya nguva iyoyo vaEd Polosky vakasarudzwa kuuya meya, asi vaPolosky vakazokandwa mujeri kwemakore 15 nenyaya dzehuori zvaita kuti patsvage mumwe meya. Zviri kuitiwo vaTembo vari kutaiwa. Rondo runo ndichashandisa ruzivo rwandakawana muna 2017 kuti ndinge ndichipefoma zvakanaka musarudzo iyoyo Gibbs.
Yee, kunjalo sivili kunongo ke ukanja wangu chonga kandumeri. Lamhlanje uhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk silakho okumele sikhulume ngakho. Kukhala sikhuluma nge-COVID-19 ukuthi ke kulo muntu oyedwa obule i-COVID-19 izolo wathi ke abafika 36 bahlolwe batholakala belegcwane le-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika njalo ukuthi kunabantu abayi 4674 asebabulawa umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Luyabika njalo ukuthi kunabantu 132,724 asebabanjwa umkhuhlane lo kusukela nyakenye. Phakathi kwenani leli kulaba yi 127,497 asebaphepha u-COVID-19. Kusukusithi ngaso sikhangela-ke asebehlatshwe ijekiseni kwakuqala yokuzivikela umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 by 3.3 million. Kusukusithi asebehlatshwe yesibili by 2.6 million. Sakhangela njalo khonokho okwenzakale e-South Africa namhlake obukade kula malunga eMthwakazi Republic Party abetshengisele khonona ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe. Njalo kulo mnumzana Solomon Tembo kuna ngapha ke oseAllentown ofuna ukuba ngumeya khonapho endaweni leyo. Kuzokuthi nxa sikhangela ke kulabanye abahlala kwale South Africa sesicela ukuthi banikwe ama-documents okuthi babe ngabantu bakwele South Africa. Laba ngabantu abalamaphepha okuthiwa ngama-exemption papers. Ndiyakhumbula lukhona ukuthi nxa ule phepha leli uyenelisa ukuthi usebenze khona kwele South Africa. Njalo uyenze konke nje okwenziwa umuntu wakwele South Africa. So sizakhasa ke udaba lwethu lamhlanje ule COVID ngalabo abantu esikhulume labo abasithumezela amavidiyo. Okuqala nangu ke umkhethi weBhebhe ukhuluma nge-COVID-19 ukhona ngale kwele Botswana.
Linjani mfakazi? Hayi, umkhethi weBhebhe ngikhuluma ngiseGaborone Botswana. Hayi, lapha umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 under control sibili bayawukwanisa ukuwuhendla iyazama kakhulu igovernment yeBotswana kusukela even nge-first lockdown laphana ama-social worker abe-healthy nazo zonke zinhlanganiso zikahulumende even sibi sabo abomthetho sibili bebengena nje yonke indawo la kuma-rural areas bebetholakala befundisa abantu bencedisa abantu ngokudla la ngayo yonke nje into elingalidingakala nje nge-COVID especially kakhulu ngolwazi even layo iBotswana television iyafundisa kakhulu. Njalo ngingathi umkhuhlane lo u-under control sibili lapha even lezikolo ngesikhathi laphana ese-lockdown kuke kwavalwa isikolo sibili phose inyanga zonke nje ezintathu abantwana bengafundi ende ngaleso sikhathi uhulumende waqhelisa isikolo wathola ukuthi abantwana bathi sebebuyela esikolo indawo zokufundela zasezizinkulu sibili amamaski ama-sanitizer lokhu akusweleki njalo ngingathi abantu balapha eBotswana umkhuhlane lo bawuthatha sibili siriyasi lolwazi njalo sibili kukhanyalo abangena ngoba hhayi bona balandela sibili isiqondiso ezabekwayo i-WHO ezokuvikela bayalandela abantu ngoba even kuma-public transport ama-sanitizer aswelakali le maski awusoze uphole umuntu ongelayo ngike ngaba kobulawayo ngojulayi nginazelela ukuthi ukulandela kwangikhona abantu babalandeli kakhulu ogqokayo ngogqokileyo and emthobi uzathola ukuthi labana babenenezela labana owindi uyathola ukuthi umuntu uyabe ehambe iwindi livuliwe ehambe enenezela engagqokanga imaski and kuyabe kunzima ungeke umtshele but lapha akunjalo icala sibili elikhulu ukutholakala ungela maski lapha la mapholisa nje uyathola ebhodabhoda bekhuza abantu ngingathi kulesi sikhathi abantu bayaresponda sibili ku-vaccine positively bayaresponda abantu sebehlehlathi
well Tonga that is Miss Pepe Ketwe Pepe she is in Botswana so she's saying that in Botswana you know this program of actually informing people about the COVID-19 is progressing very, very well. And they've got certain media organizations that are disseminating information. So via television, radio stations, and newspapers. And she's saying it's going very, very well. She's saying that the government of the day is not discriminating against anybody who is in Botswana. So they are inoculating everybody that is in sight. So she's saying some Zimbabweans have been vaccinated as well. And she went home recently where she found that, people are not following most of these regulations. Mm-hmm. When you go into some combis or minibuses, she says you've got these touts who don't even wear masks. So it's difficult for people to just go around in Bulawayo. But she says in Botswana it's different. People mm-hmm. wear masks, they follow WHO standards. How to behave when there's COVID-19. So she says that's how it is in Botswana.
Yes, ngundanzwa chitaura kuti aiwa zvino zvinenge zviri kukwanisa kudzivirirwa kana kuderedzwa kupararira kwedenda iri varotaura kuti Botswana is managing iri kukwanisa kudzikisa ukasha kana kupararira kwedenda iroro chinove chinhu chakakosha tanzwa vachitaura nyaya yekuti pavakapindawo muZimbabwe vakashamisika kuti aiwa muZimbabwe washoma ari kuteera mitemo yeWHO kunze kwekunge wakupinda muchitoro kana kuti wakukwira muchovha ndobva unonzi teka maski kana kudii kudii chinove chinhu chisina kunaka chokuti unomirira kuzonzi nemumwe munhu teka maski kana kuti dzivirira kupararira kwedenda vanhu vanofanira kungozvitorera pachezvavo sedunga munhu kuti vazviite gibs.
Yes, we also have a gentleman who is in Botswana. Let's listen to what he's saying about COVID-19.
Good people, my name is DN Zigi Ncube from Kai, but I'm residing in Botswana. With regards to COVID-19 vaccination program, here in Botswana, I can say so far so good. I have never heard of any incidents of where people have been turned back or where people have been denied getting vaccinated. It's very commendable what the government of Botswana is doing, especially to foreign nationals who are residing in Botswana, regardless of their status concerning their residence status. We really do recommend that, because I haven't had any incident where my peers or my colleagues or my kinsmen or my countrymen who have been chased away or being segregated or discriminated during the COVID vaccination. All who went there, they got the help, they have been vaccinated and given all the necessary documentation which proves that they have been vaccinated. With Linjane Mhlobane, I am in Anyapila. No umumo we COVID ngapha eka kule Botswana it's not all that bad. Njalo abantu ubunengi bethu ikakhulu thina esivela phandle kwelizwe, we are being vaccinated freely. Njalo akukabi angezwa any incident yokuthi abantu baphendukisiwe okubiselwe emuva ukuthi abamele basizwe, regardless ukuthi you are a resident or you are not a resident, as long as only something to positively identify you ukuthi ungubani, konke kuhamba kahle. Kangikezwa any incident lanxa ngikade ngikhuluma labangane, ngikhuluma labantu nje abaningi, bonke besiloko sikhuluma sibona ukuthi hayi isimo sikahle. Njalo abantu bakhanya bayakwamukela, njalo bayakuthakazelela ukubana isimo sinjengaleso. Ekhaya bengisizwa kulama incidents ukuthi kuyahlatshwa ivaccine ifike ingazi ukuthi iphelele ngaphi, into ezinjengazona lezo, kungani i-transparency yayo ekhaya ingani banzima. But lapha eBotswana so far I can say so far so good.
Yes, Junga, so there you are. You know, these two people are saying almost the same thing. But I think the bottom line is they are saying the vaccination program is going very well. And Zimbabweans living in Botswana are getting a lot of, information, plus they are being inoculated, you know. Yes.
Chini chinofadza kunzwa vachitaura kuti zvinhu zviri kufamba zvakanaka. Asi ndinoona kuti muZimbabwe vazhinji zvavo pano nepapo vakutera mitemo iyoyi yezvidzivirira, nokuti nguva yambosha yavanhu vakawanda yakaita kuti vanhu vazvundukei, vanhu vakatya. Asi pachine vamwe vachiri kuda kumirira kuye uchigonzeka maski, geza ravo kuita zvakati idzokuzoyaitako tinzwe rimwe video kipsi.
Yes, we've got another person now. This one lives in Ireland. Her name is Piwe Nkonjeni Stole. So she's a medical practitioner. There she comes.
Ninjani Suruganja. Ngiyaxoli sabakithi ngizakhuluma ngiphuthuma ngisemsebenzini kodwa ngiceliwe lapho ukuthi ngifahlafahle komzuzu. Mina nginguSithiwe Sithole, umankonjeni kakhemesi, ngikhuluma ngiseDublin e-Ireland. Isimo se-COVID esikhona khathesi kumbe into esesiphakathi waso, hayi siyathembisa sibili, we are almost moving to i-green zone ukuthi sithi hayi besingaselayo. Kodwa into esingathi sisikhathaza njengomqato, abantu bebezamile sibili bavaccinator, balandela imithetho, social distancing, begeza izandla, belandela zonke izicebiso, hayi yehla sibili i-COVID lagezeka ilizwe kwabanganini. Abesingafela ngitsho ikhesi eyodwa esibhedlela lesi esisebenza kiso. Kodwa ngizwe kuthiwa laba bokusalela bengavaccinethanga isiqalisile ukubaphinda ngoba umqando usuphenduka lapha e-Europe, so kasukanda. So kuthiwa abangavaccinethwanga yibo sokulamakhesi zambalwa, sikhona isibhedlela esisentshonalanga nje elizwe okuthiwa sesilamakhesi zambalwa. Kodwa wonke amakhesi akhona ngawabantu abangavaccinethwanga, akula muntu ovaccinethweyo osebonakele esibhedlela. Lokhu nje kubonisa ukuthi hayi ivaccine iyasebenza ngempela. Sihlobo zami, umango nje owawuvela ulabantu labana abathi hayi thina asisoze sivaccinethwe kancinyane, kodwa hayi ngizwe kuthiwa labo sebetshintsha ingqondo sebeqala ukuvaccinate. So nje isimo engingasitsho ngesokuthi hayi besokukuhle sibili, besokungathi kuyathendisa nelizwe lize lavula.
There you are, Chunga. So she's saying that, the situation in Ireland has improved a lot. And there are only fears right now that in some places, some cases are coming up because of the cold weather, you know. So she's saying that that's very concerning. And she's saying that most of the people that are actually contracting COVID-19 are those that have not been vaccinated. So she says those that have been vaccinated are finding it a bit comfortable these days. They can move around, do anything, but they are taking precautions because you never know what can follow after those serious waves, you know, previous ones.
Yes, Gipsy. Tiri kuona kuti vakawanda munyika dzakasiyana siyana pamavhidhiyo avatipa vari kutaura chimwe chete chekuti nyika dzavagere denda reCOVID-19 rinenge riri kukwanisa kudzikiswa. Asi chimwe chinhu chiri kufadza ndechekuti zvakaita semuno muAmerica, takanzwa veFDA vachitaura kuti Federal Drug Administration vachitaura kuti vana makore ari pakati pemashanu kusvika gumi nerimwe kana 5 to 11 vakukwanisa kuwana yavanoti low dose Pfizer low dose COVID vaccine. Ndo imwe development kana zviitiko zvinofadza zvinoita kuti zvinhu zvireruke, nekuti vakawanda vanga vanetseka kuti hongu ini baba ndienda baiwa amai vabaiwa mwana anenge ari makorewo. Saka tikaona zvashanda zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo, pasi rose runogona kusununguka kiti.
Yes, that's the case. It appears if maybe things are turning around in terms of COVID-19. You know, we had some other interviews that were conducted by Ezra Chisaspanda in Bulawayo. So let me give you one of the interviews. You know, she's talking to an elderly person who is living with his wife. His kids are in South Africa, and he's a pensioner. So he's saying that he's finding life a little bit difficult because, you know, he's not sure what is going to happen to him and his wife, but he's getting a bit of supplies from children in South Africa.
Are we coming back?
Mpato.
Yeah. You were on Mpato.
Yeah.
Linjan.
Yeah, it's cool.
Lepe Chabala.
Injani Chabala.
Yeah, Winjana Chabala.
Ah, it's a pina.
What means an impilino?
Pinky.
What's the business of that?
Yes, means of transport.
Minister of Transport. What are you telling him?
I'm going to tell Okas.
Okas. Luna?
Yeah.
You're COVID, you're
late? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell
you. Oh, what are you telling me? I'm going to tell
you. I'm going
to tell you. What
are you telling me? I'm going to tell
you. Oh, what are you
telling me? I'm going to tell you.
Manji, what are you telling me?
I'm going to tell you.
So, what are you telling me, Manji, what is coming?
Hayi phela ngiyimisa ngokukhulu.
Udlala ekhaya.
Ngika fanele umntwana bangibathile.
Bangapha abantu
basigola bani.
Bayakuzama
okuncane. Bazama okuncane.
So yikusho ukuthi uphile.
Yebo nje ngiyenza.
Kunjani ukuthi ngokukhangelisa lapha le?
Ngoba nzima ukuthi zakuthi. Zwelo kunzima ukubakhona.
So in terms of what it was a long one and we are going to most of them not to this.
Ah, yes, it was.
Good to this.
Yeah, good to this.
That was saying, I could have been to my team, could have been to the
team. Aye, I can't have a good. I can't have a good one. I
can't have a good one. I can't have a good one. I can't
have a good one. I can't have a good one. I can't have a good one. I can't have a good one. Uloma Velasi, Meziki, Spiwe, Sheroni.
So there you are, Chonga. He's a retiree. He's in Bulawayo. And he's saying that, you know, he was working for the Minister of Transport. But now he's home. He hasn't been given his pension and all those kind of things. So he's very uncertain, and he says, you know, during this COVID period, we never know what happens next, you know?
Yeah, Gibbs, nyaye vari pamuzvadigere, repapension, inyaya yagara iri kunetsa. Ndinoyeuka kuti mazuva apera takambotikurukurei nevamwe vari kusangana nedambudziko iroro, vachitaura kuti vakatombosiyana nenyaya yekuteera kuti vanzwe kuti mari dzavo dziri papi, nekuti vakushandisa mari yakawanda kufambira kuti vange vachiwana pensheni dzavo pasina chiri kubuda. Saka idambudziko hombe rinotarisirwa kuti hurumende inofanange ichigadzirisa. Tinonzwa kuti tinoziva kuti kuchema kunenge kuchiita vanhu ikoko kunosvikawo munzvimbo dzevakuru vehurumende votora matanho.
Yes, Chonga, we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Busan Busontini, and we are still waiting for other guests. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Dube and Chonga. How are you?
No, we're very fine. How are things?
Thank you so much.
We are doing well. It's getting cold.
Oh, yes, it's getting cold, and COVID may be coming back, right?
COVID is coming back. You know, even those that are vaccinated, you know, the effectiveness after 18 months, after 8 months, after the second dose, you know, they sort of expire, and now you need to get a booster. So, but we are surviving.
It's a tough situation, really, Chonga. Go ahead.
Yes. How are you, Mr. Ntini?
I'm doing well, Chonga. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, even here, as you can see, my colleague Gibbs is putting on a heavy coat today, jacket. It shows that the cold is also affecting him.
It's quite cold, yeah.
Yeah, it's getting cold.
Yes.
So you were saying that we may experience another surge of COVID-19 because of the cold?
Yes.
But yes, go ahead.
No, go ahead, John. Go ahead.
Yes, I was saying, but we hear that if you are vaccinated, you are safe.
That is correct, but what's happening, Jonga, I think, you know, most people who got two doses, or if you got one dose of the Johnson & Johnson, scientifically, it appears that after 8 months, the effectiveness of that vaccine gets reduced. I think they even talk of after 8 months, you could be only be around like 46% protected. Which means the longer, you know, the time goes, that vaccine that you took is no longer as effective. Now you need to get a booster. That's why the FDA has now approved the boosters. A lot of people, especially those that got the Johnson & Johnson, they are already lining up to get the booster so that they can revamp, you know, their, you know, immune systems by, you know, getting new vaccines. But if you got your two doses and you think that you are protected, you know, we have bad news because eventually you may need to go for a third dose to continue being, you know, protected, especially if this COVID-19 lingers longer. When you look at a lot of people that are getting sick, if you look at the numbers now, you see that maybe they'll say there's 500 new cases. About 450 of those new cases are people that were never vaccinated. But there's 50 of the people that got vaccinated. So we are seeing the numbers increasing a little bit, but it's not alarming for people that were vaccinated. We can use case in point. Powell, the gentleman that passed away, he was the Secretary of State in the U.S., the first black Secretary of State. He died, and he died of COVID, and he was fully inoculated. So you can tell that, you know, for most people, if you have underlying conditions or if the effectiveness of that vaccine is expiring in your body, you can be exposed.
So now, looking at what is happening these days, you know, is it not, you know, discouraging people then from getting vaccinated? Maybe, you know, it's a serious situation. This.
No, I think this COVID-19, remember, Duve, for the flu, we get vaccinated every season, every winter season. Right about now, we should be getting vaccinated for flu. I think COVID-19 for quite some time, it may need to be a yearly vaccine. I don't think you can just get two doses and think that, oh, I'm tough as steel. I will not get sick. Definitely you can contract COVID-19 even if you are fully vaccinated. The only difference is, will that sickness take you to the ICU? A lot of people, you get sick, but you're fine. You're walking around because you are protected by the vaccine, but that does not mean that you cannot get in your body, and you know, the fact that you have in your body, you can transmit it to those that are underage or those that are not vaccinated. So I think, you know, COVID-19 is going to be around for quite some time. I'm looking at maybe 5 years, but we may have to get vaccinated every year.
Chonga.
Yeah, Zakauma Gibbs. Wangu zviri kutaurwa na ntini chinhu chinotarisirwa kuti chinofanira chiitika nekuti tatonzwa zvikuru muno muAmerica vachizivisa kuti vanhu vaende kunopiwa ari kunzi maboster shots. Vataurawo nyaya yekuti hapana chinoshamisa kana kutyisa kuti vanhu vanga vachidzokera kunobayiwa zvakare iyo booster shot iyo tiona kuti gore rogaroga vanhu muAmerica muno vanobaiwa nomba yekudzivirira dziwa yawa inonzi flu yama flu shots vanhu vanoenda vachibaiwa gore rogaroga saka zvinoratidza kuti mushayo unenge uine nguva yekungoti unokushandira kwegore rimwe chete gore rinouya uenda unodzivirirwa zvakare dziwa iroro kana flu zvimwe chetewo necovid 19 hapana chinenge chichityisa kana kushamisa kuti zvinge zvichiitika chikuru ndechekuona kuti vanhu vadzivirirwa here asi chimwe chingada kuzivikanwa Gibbs munyaya iyoyi yedenda recovid 19 ndekuti sezvakaita seZimbabwe takatarisa kuti iye zvino kusvika takubata kutauda kutopinda muna November kwasara mwedzi muviri kuti gore ripere November naDecember hurumende irikutarisira kuti inge yabaya vanhu 10 million kusvika nguva iyoyo kana kuti 60% tingatarisira here kuti nguva iyoyo inosvika vanhu 10 million vabayiwa zvokuti pangazodaidzirwa vanhu kuti vachipiwa booster shots dziri kutaurwa idzi do you see that possible Gibbs kuti by December 31st 10 million vaccinations, inoculations, and then we'll also be looking, talking of booster shots.
You know, my father taught me one thing. He said, never say never.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in this case, I think they will have serious challenges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because looking at the time they started in February to actually jab people. So now, look at where we are. About 3.3 million people have received their first dose. And only 2.5 million have received their second dose.
Which is about a quarter.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at 10,000, it's an uphill task, my brother. It's going to be very hard for them to achieve that. So it will be really, really difficult for them to do that kind of thing. So anyway, I think we are joined by another guest. That is Mr. Jehoma Vinga. He is in London. Mr. Mavinga, welcome to the show. Mr. Mavinga, can you hear me? I think your button is muted, Mr. Mavinga. Can you unmute your button so that you can join the show? So I think he's going to unmute and then join our show. So let's wait for him. He's going to join us. So in the meantime, Mr. Kubabuntin. So Mr. Ntini, looking at what is happening right now in Zimbabwe, we know that there was a special rapporteur who actually wrapped up a business today. That is Elena Dohan. So Dohan is saying that Zimbabwe, she has made recommendations that, the West should actually lift the targeted sanctions imposed on ZANU-PF officials. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, I did not get a chance to read the entire report, but from just scanning through it, yes, she's calling for the removal of the sanctions. But at the same time, she's acknowledging what steps need to be taken by the government of Zimbabwe for those sanctions to be removed. For instance, she speaks about, one, the Zimbabwe government needs to engage the EU, the UK, and the US, and others that have imposed sanctions. And also, she does mention that there has to be a structured and meaningful dialogue on political reforms. Mm-hmm. So I think she is really recognizing that the only way Zimbabweans can come out of this situation is to be united and have one voice. And I don't think she's talking about polarity here. That's why she's talking about a structured, and meaningful dialogue. I do foresee that we may see a recommendation whereby a third party comes in and be a mediator of, between the political parties in Zimbabwe and all other organizations that are interested in taking part in that dialogue. And she also mentioned about human rights and the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely, they did not get a blank check. Of course, we know that maybe the state media will only pick that first, paragraph or the sentence about, yes, asking for sanctions to be removed. But I think there are definitely steps that need to be taken that she indicated in that report. It was surprising that her report was actually very objective. The report is very detailed. I just haven't had time to read the entire thing, but just by scanning through it, definitely she does recognize that there's a lot of work that needs to be done, beginning with the dialogue between the Zimbabwe government and those that impose sanctions.
Yes, hold on there and mute your button. So, Chonga, we're joined by Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF official. I think, let me put it right, he is in the Central Committee of the ruling ZANU-PF party, and we still have Mr. Teoma Vinga. Maybe he can unmute his button so that he comes in, then we bring in Mr. Joseph Chuma. But I think maybe Mr. Teoma Vinga is actually traveling. So can you talk to Mr. Chuma?
Yes, Baba Chuma, Magadi.
Do you know Magadi?
I want the room pay. Taona Gwara Buddhist United Nations, Ruku Donongoza, Jinon Zakawanikwa, Nenume, Yavaka Tumiraku, Zimbabwe, Amai, Adena, Duan, Ichikuru, Chanonges, Vanisha, Wutish, Dirango, Shunofana Kubiska, Pose Tanya, Puti, Po Garwa Pasi, Ne Varum Zimbabwe, Putra Gadi Samatam Zikuyo. Mwecheto newa anonzi wakaisa zirangu. Tupone kwa kuti. Zijie zinufana mwishi gadrizo. Zijie zamunga taura kwa mtoropi gwari. Tishanga tango tarisa gwari. Yoro tozo kinda edimu ni shini.
Ndatenda zikuru. Zwa budi sane. Nena madama wako UN nama. Zwa gara. Zwanga zitoti pa mwono. Uwe mtunga miri wedu wa Zimbabwe. Wa his excellence wa kumbrete. Iti inanga wosa. You know. Kuchora udaira kuti yochidzane kuti kupfira kutanga kweutondo hwao vakagara vachingotara kuti hapana chinhu chakakosha sekuti vana veZimbabwe vaswedererane vauye pamwe chete vogara pasi votaurirana kuitira kuti tione nzira yatingaite kubuda nayo kuti Zimbabwe yedu iyi inakire munhu wese. Saka zvavanga zvichitaura izvi zvinhu chaizvo zvagara zvanga zvipa moyo. We would manage Zimbabwe, Zagara Zimbabwe, Zanupi, Zagara Zimbabwe, we would say another Kuaka Nikaibu Zimbabwe. Saka, those are Takara Machinko Chowda, Chichinkozi, Wanwenga, Uye, Tigarepasi Pamachete. The Nazi one of Lavana, one of those, the Dakshoropota, Pola, yeah, and a future with the Pamu, Yaitra Munu, Machete Kanavan, the Kanamun Akaita Sik, the Kachamun, we say hi. Dopa taifa unge da iti mazibabwe taifa huwe imo mwe ya mkati. Tosi shora zwa tuwa kushora, chichi gazi zwa tuwa kukatilisa. Kana kune chini chachitu kuona kuda chichi famba zwa kanaka maringane nenya yedu ya Zimbabwe. Taifa ni kwa unge da itaka uwe ya kupaya. Tosi gazilisa. Saka abata unge uzwa ni munu abakunze zinu za gazwa to tafwa kutara ne mtunga miru we Zimbabwe. Aa, uya itese. Tichirira kuti zvinhu veNDC Alliance inotungamidzwa naadvocate vachapisa vamonzora kuMDCT kana kuti veMRP kana kuti vapi zvavo vanhu vanoda zvekuti Zimbabwe ibudirire vanhu vese vaifa kunge dai takauya ipo paya tichigadzisa kana tichiona kuti uyu akodzera kuti dai achicheya ichi togadzira ipapo uyu ndori pahucheya ichi togadzira ipopa nekuti solution yese iyi sezvavataura ivo vamirira United Nations inobva pano muno muZimbabwe kwatiri maZimbabwe.
Siyakuzwa Baba Chuma kodwa ke okukhona yokuthi abanye abantu bathi hayi izitheso leza kumela zesulo ngoba ibanja lezampevu lokho esephula ilungelo loluntu ngakuthini ngakhonokho.
Yabona lapho ke yikho lapho kusuka kube nohlupho lokuthi wona abantu siyakwazi zini bana izitheso lezi zafakelani. Ngoba loko kuti kusota kuna ngama human rights mbe loko kunye kuthize mina njalo ukukhakela ke ngabantu nje abangonanzeleliyo izijezo lezi zafakwa ngemva kokuthi sesiyenze i-fast track land reform program yana laphana sithatha umhlabathi kusuka emakhiweni kusiya ebantwini abamnyama. So yinto okumele sinazilona yantona even ngathesi sikhuluma kanje nxa ngakutshela singathi right sokuthi njilombuso kumbe sokubusa u-advocate jamisa kumbe umonzola kumbe umqondisi moyo ngubani as long as bengabiselanga umhlabathi emathiweni itheso lezaso zeziphumi yili qiniso kumele abantu belikhandile belinanzinaleli asikho konke lokho okucathangelayo lokhu ngoba ungakhangela even nxa sesithi ama-human rights lawa esikhuma ngawo khangela amazwe ayenza okubi okudlula thina lapha kwelakithi eZimbabwe khangela even khona ngapho emelika lapha elikhona lina how many times sibona abantu beze becina basithi Black Lives Matter abantu abamnyama behlukumeza unyoka unzima is that human rights na. So akukho lokho utanobeta yikho lokho okwenza ukuthi iJesu lezi zibe khona. Into vele iqoqe lasendaba lapho esezintona iJesu lezi zibe khona indaba yomhlabathi, and as long as singakutshintshanga ngokwana vele kuzaba njengendaba leyana eVenezuela. If you remember about it, kudala iVenezuela layo bayifake ejesini but hayi kungaguquka umbuso laphana kuzatshintsha, waguquka umbuso kodwa njengalotho ababathiphelanga iJesu naleli. So yinto esiyaziyo esichazileyo, and president is there already.
Yes, siyakuzwa Thuma, sicela ufake ngesikhiwa nje ngamafushane khonokho kade ukhuluma ngakho.
Right, I was saying that the people need to understand really the accents and the origins of these sanctions that we're all talking about. These sanctions really have nothing to do much about human rights violations and all these other things that they want to put us across and make us believe. It is mainly because of the land reform, the fast-track land reform that we did in Zimbabwe, when we took the land from the white people and gave it to the indigenous people. And that thing has riled them so much that that thing will never change. And even if we were to change government today and even have Advocate Chamisa as president, or even Douglas Monzola as president, or even Kondisimo as president, as long as they do not reverse the land issue, sanctions will never go. And that's how America is always going to be like. So all these things are just things to with. I mean, to woodwind us to think that maybe they want to change anything. But the fact of the matter is that the bottom line of all this whole story is the land. As long as we don't reverse it, we are stuck there. And look, like I said, the UN representative came in and she saw it and she has spoken about it. And look, she spoke the same language that our president spoke about from 2017 when he came in to say, let us as Zimbabweans come together, sit down, dialogue together. Whatever platform, but let's come together and dialogue. We can prescribe who want to chair us, who want to, I mean, the modus operandi of how we want to do the dialogue. But the most important thing and the bottom line of this whole story is that we as Zimbabweans need to come down, sit down, find each other, and that's the way to go. And she has prescribed it exactly as our president prescribed it in 2017.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line, Mr. Chuma. Mr. Chuma is the Central Committee member of ZANU-PF. I'm not sure whether Deputy Mavinga can hear us, but if you can hear us, Mr. Mavinga, can you unmute your button?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I'm on the road, but I can hear you clearly.
Yes, Chonga, quiet and talk to Mavinga.
Yes, Mr. Mavinga, we are talking or discussing about the statement that was released by the UN with regards to recommendations by Special Rapporteur Ms. Alena Duwan. What's your take on that statement?
Well, it is not a surprising statement. It was expected that within the broader public relations strategy of ZANU-PF, she delivered partially. But what was surprising was the forthright pushback against the rhetoric of sanctions as a strategy for advocacy, and saying we should talk about serious dialogue and serious reforms around human rights, around the rule of law. That was quite surprising that she could be that adding to her friends who had invited her, expecting a tabula rasa, a silver plate of endorsement and propaganda. But, well, it did not happen quite as planned. But in terms of impact, it's just what we need really, and what as human rights activists need to insist on, is to say, where are the issues of accountability for human rights? You know, for the people who were killed, we cannot just begin to say, lift targeted sanctions on individuals who committed gross human rights abuse. There are steps that need to be followed. You know, when we talk of Washita Gray and his companies, which it is not for the ordinary suffering person in Zimbabwe to be standing up and saying, after Commander Agricola was looted, you cannot support them to say, remove sanctions on those that are corrupt without accountability. Because corruption is the evil that has brought economic misery to Zimbabwe, and not this propaganda of sanctions. Thanks.
So, as far as you are concerned, Mr. Mavinga, you are saying that you know there's nothing that is going to change here, right?
Well, we hope that after having spoken to the government, we hope that change will come from the government of Zimbabwe in accepting a real dialogue around human rights and the rule of law, and not this rhetoric around sanctions. It's a waste of time. It's just a mere talk to make them feel better about themselves as a ruling party. But the reality is that if we want to take Zimbabwe forward, we need to address issues of corruption, of bad governance. People who steal gold, kilograms and kilograms of gold, must be put in jail. They cannot be going scot-free because they know someone in government. People who kill people or who rape and murder, they must go to jail. They cannot say, just forget about these abuses and it's business as usual. It's not like that. The world does not work like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the positions of the U.S. government, Britain, and the EU, does not depend on pronouncements by Madame Alain Duhan or others. They depend on performance and action. You know, action speaks louder than words. These are just, you know, mere talk does not take us anywhere as a country.
Thank you very much, and mute your pattern. So let's go to Ubaba Untini. So Ubaba Untini, lapha ke uyaveza wakhuluma lapho uthuma lo baba uMavinga. So wena ubona njani konke lokho?
Mina ngivumelana lo Mavinga, lekho Mavinga uchaye khanda. The onus iku government yeZimbabwe ukuthi yenze lokho kumele ikwenze. I think we start to get to the soup. Now, we just want to say it is a Zimbabwe that the Kangele Amalungelo Avant, the lens, the Ama election reform, Logune, the corruption he had. I would choose to move to low team with a mass function at a corner. Yenza, it's just what when I will decide you won't into ambience like government here to an amstand. Persons are looking government lately a banished Honalog. So I would you see now Munja City Conacona, I would be a low change to engineers cheese with Amasanshin Arequa. Amasanshin are humiliated. What Amasanshin humiliated handy. More government here is cocky. Yenze ama election reform ibe lakho ukuzwela abantu i-corruption ihambe njalo i-respect ama human rights and the rule of law then ama-sanction kumele ahambe kodwa ukuthi ama-sanction akho ngokukhitshwa nje ngizwile wabuthuma ngiyamuza ukuthi hayi ama-sanction wayindaba yelenza kodwa angiboni kuliqiniso khona lokho ngoba nje sewazi ama-sanction lawa kule mhlobo emibili. Kulama sanction afakwayo afakelwa abantu abathize ngengilalo kodwa izidera. Izidera yona ngwayo ikhangele indaba zefunding i-government yeZimbabwe ingaphrocha i-IMF ngi-World Bank isiyacela izimali. I-government enjenge-US ne-UK ne-EU bengavimba bengafaka umgoqo ukuthi engavuki lokho. Kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi i-America, i-EU, isiphumile yakhuluma ukuthi vele yebo izidela ikhona kodwa ayikasetshenziswa ngoba i-government yeZimbabwe yephula i-relationship yayo le-IMF, le-World Bank, kuma-late 90s ngokwehluleka ukubhadalela izikwelede zayo. So vele yona i-government yeZimbabwe ayiphiwa amaloni i-IMF, le-World Bank. Then ama sanction nje udesitshe ukuthi kulabantu abathize abakuma sanction kulama companies athize. So angikwazi ukuthi kuthiwa kube njani leZimbabwe i-government yethu ingenza lokho kumele ikwenze bangakwazi okumele bakwenze. Ama sanction engahamba njalo sizwile i-American government i-EU isithi ayilendi. Asiyo okuthiwa yiyo emqoka kukho lokho. Asilungiseni thina okumele sikulungise ama-sanction azahamba.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu ke Joga.
Yes, ndida kuthi maybe let me throw a question to Honorable Chuma because we heard from Mr. Mavinga where he's saying, the UN rapporteur just said things as they are. And I think ZANU-PF was not expecting what's in the report. And also the fact that the rapporteur out of the UN may come up with such a statement, but the onus is in the countries that imposed those sanctions to lift them, not the UN. What's your take, Honorable Chuma?
Thank you very much, Mkomo. Look, it's quite very true. The UN representative is only out there to do what they were mandated to do by the organization, and it was to come and see the effects of sanctions on ordinary people. And she has done that, and she has given out her report. And there was nothing totally amiss about that report. Like I said earlier on, it's things that we know happening. It's things that even our president pronounced upon to say that let us have a dialogue as a nation. Let us have a peaceful coexistence, and hence the coming together of all different political leaders to say, let's foster that mentality of oneness in Zimbabwe and be able to say that, yes, we can vary politically and have different political parties and ideologies, but at the end of the day, the common denominator should always be Zimbabwe. And that then must then make us be able to say we can coexist without the violence that we're talking about, without all the abuses that you would want to talk about. Yes, they do happen. They do happen world over. They happen in most developed of the countries that we can never think of. But what we're saying is that we need to keep the
I think your phone is cutting, Chuma.
Or eradicate them properly, actually, that would be what would be glorified and be ended to everybody, to find a society where no one wants to harm. Yes, so thank you very much. So I was saying that right. So I was saying that so the fundamentals are that the report from the UN representative exactly what the government of Zimbabwe, the president himself, has always advocated for. And so there's no surprise at all there. And by the way, she's not a friend of ZANU-PF. She's a representative of the United Nations. The problem with us is that if somebody seems not to agree with our position, then we want to label them the other side. It should never be like that. She has come out there and put up a fair report, a balanced report, and things that are happening that we all know are happening and that we want to make sure that they don't happen at all. And therefore, that doesn't make a friend of ZANU-PF at all. She's just a United Nations representative who came down on the ground and saw for herself and then made the recommendations accordingly. And that's how it should be taken.
Yes, Karufa, I think they're going to have a chance to be
Yeah, I think Mama Owile or United Nations, Ubu, Piwe, Umboko, that's okay, Gela, Ibana is there so less, it's not a similar time. And who is Ekonoku, Yelgena, Ekon delay? Mandy says, Rabbi says, you don't know, Munga, New Zealand, and Pierre Lanan landing over Ufumes, and then the Habrana, izinto ezavele zakhulunywa ngumongameli from 2017 ubona hayi asiyeni ndawonye njengabantwana bezimbabwe sikwanise ukuphilisana ukuthi omunye usebandlelela ithize omunye usebandlela ithize akulani lakho lokho okuqakathekile ukuthi nasonke singabantwana bezimbabwe khona kwana yikho kuzayenza ukuthi khona indaba zama-human rights ziphele ngoba akula mntu ozabe esikhangela obuye sefuna ukumtshaya ngenxatu yena lo ungale lo unga so bonke khona kwana yinto vele evele isengqondweni sehlizweni lamongameli wethu njalo uhulumende wethu njalo ibandla lesizanupf ukuthi asifundeni ukuthi sithi co-exist sisonke ndawonye khonokwana yikho kuzayenza ukuthi abantu bengatshani abantu bengalimazani yikho konke khonokwana vele kwakuhlala ukhunywa yinto phela eyayenza ukuthi khona kube lepolati zathi hayi buyani ndawonye madoda asifeni ndawonye siboneni kanti singakwenza njani into lokhu singadonsa njani ukuthi ilizwe lekuleli lime libe lilizwe eliqondileyo elilungileyo.
Thank you very much. Stay on the line, Jonga. Maybe you can go to Mr. Mavinga.
Yes. Mavinga.
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, Jonga.
Yes. Mr. Mavinga, we heard from from Honorable Chuma there. He's saying that what Zimbabwe needs is dialogue. And I think all parties in the country have been calling for dialogue. Maybe the difference being that the platform or a forum where dialogue can be done is what was the most impeding factor here. But all people, they are looking forward to dialogue. Can we see this happening now after, following the report from the UN?
It's quite true that there is need for dialogue. But the problem that I see is that there is lack of sincerity, because you cannot talk of dialogue by day and people are being beaten up by night. People are being, you know, other groups and political parties are being stopped from moving about freely in a free country like Zimbabwe. So this is the problem, that there is a lot of violence that is going on under the cover of darkness, and sometimes in broad daylight. And the police are not doing their job. Human rights abuses are going on left, right, and center. There are a lot of insults in state media and things like that. So how can we have genuine dialogue with that kind of context and background? So unless and until there is a seriousness, there is respect, and there is a due process of law, there is a following of the rule of law and respect for human rights, you cannot have any serious dialogue that can take people anywhere. But yes, there is need for dialogue. But at the moment, it's very difficult to have dialogue at the top of the table while someone is busy butchering you underneath the table.
Ndingangoti ndikukumbirei mungodzokorana nerurimi rwaamai kuti tinoona kuti munyika zvataurwa nesangano reUnited Nations zvino zvazvichingotaurwa nemapoka akasiyana siyana kuti panofanira kuita nhaurirano kana kugara pasi vanhu vokurukura, asi chaichingosiyana inyaya yekuti pogarwa pasi vachikurukura vari papi, vamwe vari kuti kuplad, vamwe vari kuti aiwa toda kutaura vaviri vakanga vari pamusoro panyaya dzekuti ndiani akawana mavhoti musarudzo nezvimwe zvakadaro. Zvii zvingachipeserwa kuitwa tichiona iro gwaro rabudiswa neUN ririkukurudzira kuti paitwe nhaurirano?
Zvinofanira kuti zviitwe ndezvekuti nhaurirano dzakakosha, asi nhaurirano dzinotanga nekuremekedzana nekukudzana uyezve nekurega mhirizhonga. Hakuna nhaurirano dzinonzi ngadziitwe pamusoro petafura asi munhu achitswinywa pasi petafura kana kumbunyikidzwa. Kuremekedzwa kwekodzero kwakakosha. Ndozvinofanira kuti zviitwe izvozvo, uyezve kurevesa, nekuti kana vamwe vachitukwa vachinziye vatengesi vakaipa vakadii vasina kuparikanya munyika yavo, vachidzingiswa kupamba, vanhu vachionekwa vachitakurwa nemarori kunzi endai munodzingisa muteve nematombo itai zvakati zvakati, mochizotizve ngatitaurirane. Ko, mungataurirana sei nemunhu anenge achishungurudzwa, anenge achidzika matombo nematemo nemakano? Ngapave nerunyararo, mapurisa ochengetedza runyararo, ndokuti paite nhaurirano dzakatsika dzinopa kundutso kunyika yeZimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Let's have Mr. Ntini, your last word, Mr. Ntini.
Yeah, I think dialogue is important, but I think what is required out of that dialogue, it has to be, we need an independent mediator. And also we want all parties, whether they are political parties or churches or whatever, they all need to be on the same footing. They should all come in equally. You know, there should not be a referee that is higher than others. That would be my view.
Thank you very much. Mr. Chuma, 30 seconds, you've got the last word.
Thank you very much. So it all boils down to what we've all. There is definitely a need for us as the people and the country to find each other and then coexist and learn to tolerate each other with our political diversities. So once we achieve that, then we are in quarter to solving our problems as a country. Sanctions definitely must go, and unfortunately, like I said, they are not sanctions that we all think of, like the human rights, corruption, and the reforms that we want to talk about. These are about land, and I can bet you my last dollar, as long as the land belongs to the indigenous Zimbabweans, these things are not
going
to
be
the light of the day. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On that note, we end our show today. We thank our guests this evening. Mr. Joseph Chuma, a Central Committee member of ZANU-PF, Mr. Tewama Mvinga, a human rights lawyer, and Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini, a social and political commentator based in the USA. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Good night.